That's 11th year defensive end Chris Clemens, a free agent signing for the Jags in the offseason, reporting to OTAs. The 4th out of 10 today for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini, J.P. Shadrick with you. We'll get back to Clemens in just a moment. The Jags back in the Florida Blue practice fields today. Nearly 2 hours today on a Monday, the 4th out of 10 OTA practices. Rookie quarterback Blake Bortles was back. He missed last Thursday's 3rd OTA practice out in L.A. for the NFLPA rookie premiere. Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson both missed Thursday as well, but they were both out today. Lee nursing an ankle injury. The wrist is fine. And Allen Robinson with a hamstring injury. He'll be limited moving forward. Ace Sanders also limited today with a thigh injury, but nothing too major there, he says. Now, about halfway through practice on Monday, head coach Gus Bradley stopped everything and gathered the team in the middle of the field, jumped into them a little bit. He said the energy needed to be increased.
We talk in terms of get better and what it should look like, and I just felt like, watching all phases of it and how we are executing, that's not what get better looked like. And I think, I wanted to point that out to the guys so they feel it.
Defensive tackle Sanderic Marks said that was about the most animated they've seen Gus Bradley recently, while Chris Clemens said it wasn't even close to what he had to see in Seattle. And speaking of Clemens, of course, he reported today to the 4th of 10 OTAs, first time for him in the building with his teammates. 11th year pro, free agent signing from Seattle in the offseason. He missed last week's practices for personal reasons, but now is ready to move forward.
You know, it was just great getting out here with the guys and allowing my teammates to get to understand me and understand them, and me watching them work and them watching me work. So it was, it was a kind of hand in glove fit.
You know, he came in knowing a lot of the defense. I think majority of it's the same thing that they ran in Seattle. But you could tell that he did work when he's back when he was home dealing with the family issues. He did go over the playbook. He talked with the coaches. So he came in sharp.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. And John, it sounds like this Chris Clemens bit was really much to do about nothing.
Well, we knew last Thursday when we talked that this would be the big story of the day. And you know why OTAs are a story, JP?
Why is that?
Because guys like me and you and everybody in the media has made them a story. There was 5-10 years ago, OTAs was what OTAs really is, which is some practices, some media talking to people, and really a very low-key learning type thing. All of a sudden, it's become a big deal, a big story, because everything in the NFL is a big story. Yes, they would have liked for Chris Clemens to be here last week. He's here now. Guys have missed the number of OTAs that he missed last week a lot. I don't expect this to be a factor. Always remember, he's 32 years old. He's been in this scheme for a long time. He's not going to learn very much about what they expect. He's a guy who comes in shape. As we said last week, I don't want to say much ado about nothing. But much ado about very little, and I think it's time to move on and just sort of focus on what this team's doing now.
Move on, indeed, to the wide receivers. Guys that missed Thursday going to L.A. for the rookie premiere also missed today, this time with injury. Marquise Lee with the ankle, Allen Robinson with a hamstring. How substantial are the injuries, one, and two, the time missed?
Well, it sounds like Robinson's is a little more substantial. He said he expects to be out a little while. I didn't put a time frame on it, but you're here in a couple of weeks. It's substantial because they're rookies and you want them learning. But as Robinson said in the locker room a few minutes ago, he's going to spend some time in the playbook. He's going to spend some time in the meetings, in the practice session, in the meetings outside of practice. And it's more mental at this point for these guys. So it'd be ideal if he's on the field, but I don't expect that because of these 2 weeks, he's going to be set back come September or October.
During practice today, we mentioned it earlier, Gus Bradley stopped practice. Got into the team a little bit today to get that energy back on a Monday. We haven't really seen that a lot from Gus with this group, but really the first time for a lot of these guys to see that.
Well, about 5 minutes ago I said OTAs don't matter, but the way Gus sees it, if you're going to be here, then they need to matter while you're out there. And it's really just about what Gus is always about. There's a lot of new guys here. There's a culture to be established, and when you're out there on the field, he wants them to feel, he always uses the phrase, I want them to feel what getting better feels like. And for a while today, it didn't feel like what he thought it ought to feel like. So again, just another step toward establishing the culture and establishing what he wants from these players when they're on the practice field.
90 of 90 are reported here now. Well done, John, as always. And speaking of building the culture, we hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. He says what Gus Bradley's done 18 months into the job here has built a foundation for the future.
You won't see what Gus Bradley's really doing by watching his team on the field during OTAs. Not saying you can't see a bit of scheme here or a player who's gotten better from last season to this. But the most significant thing Bradley has accomplished in almost 18 months on the job is cultivating a culture that is significantly different. When he first told me he wasn't focused on winning and losing, I thought, come on, Gus, it's pro ball. It's about the wins and losses. I missed his point. You see, Gus is a coach. His job is to make players better. If you focus too hard on the plays and not enough on the players, you miss the key to long-term success in this league. I asked him about the Bortles decision the day after the draft. He made it simple. Remove the stress by removing the expectation that Blake would start. Now, the only thing he's expected to do is show up, work hard, and get better. When he gets to that point where he can start, he will. Now, I don't know about you, but most every time I force the issue, I wish I'd had more patience. It seems simple enough until you realize that isn't the way most NFL teams operate, which is exactly why former Seahawks Red Bryant and Chris Clemens raced to Jacksonville to play for him. It's why Aaron Colvin, Telvin Smith, and Chris Smith, and a few more who went undrafted, are so excited to be Jags after playing for Gus at the Senior Bowl in January. The just get better mantra is foreign in a league where just win, baby, has been the most famous of monikers since Al Davis first said it in the 60s. But the times, they are changing, which has been the norm since long before Bob Dylan sang it.
It's our job to make sure that we go out there and do our job and create havoc. You know, I want this D-line to be the best D-line in the league.
That's Jaguars defensive tackle Ziggy Hood, a free agent signing in the offseason. Watch the Sexton Spotlight from earlier today. Click on the Media Gallery tab on Jaguars.com. Jags back on the field tomorrow for the fifth of 10 OTAs. Remember, Thursday's OTA, the sixth out of 10, is the only one open to the public. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini.